Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's the streets. Let's salute our veterans, baby. Let's go.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know.
DJ.
If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it. Put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. Let niggas take shots at me. No response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. Can try to play you twice. The third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. The streets is talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yeah, yo.
My first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holler if you feel me, nigga. The streets,
the streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Man, from a street perspective, we coming to you live, man. Live. When I say live, I mean live, man. From Cleveland, Ohio, all the way to Phoenix, Arizona. It's your boy, the Wholesale Boogie, with my cellmate, super producer of the show, you know what I mean? And co-host T-Row, and on assignment, my co-host, Jewels the G. But before we get started, man, I want to say, man, I salute you to all the veterans, you know what I mean, and all my troops who are out there fighting for us, man. Special shout out, I know it's true, my man, D-Mac, ex-Marine. My man, Benny Walker, you know what I mean? So shout out to them before we get started. What's the deal, T-Row?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. Feeling good this evening, you know what I mean? And still, we still celebrating a three-day weekend. I want to give a shout out to all the vets, 2L Boogie. It's Memorial Day, baby. This is the second best holiday other than the 4th of July for our vets. So I want to say big up to all the vets that been out there giving it up and doing what they do for us. You know, my pops. I got one of my coworkers, L Boogie. Young dude, man, just work with him, man. And young Ben, I salute you, homie. 21 years old, L Boogie say he going to the Army, leave August 9th. So big ups to, you know, Coach Ben out there getting ready to go to go do his thing in a little training and hope everything go well for my young fella. You know, he say he want to go out there and serve his country, L Boogie. So, you know, big ups to a young fella like that. And another young fella that's in the past, Pat Tillman. He kind of started all this mess, L Boogie. You know what I mean? He used to be that ASU Sun Devil that was that Cardinal that said, you know what, I'm going to go to the Army. And then got shot down by his own people, L Boogie. Ain't that a shame, I tell you.
Man, it's like Mobb Deep say, man, it's a war going on outside. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean.
So your own people can get you sometimes. And let me tell you this, bro. Remember Big Tigger used to be down in the basement doing Yo MTV raps from the basement?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's L Boogie, man. I'm coming to you from the real Big Meeks. I'm in the basement, man.
That was tough.
The studio down in the basement, man. And you know, another thing I want to give a shout out, man, to my man, the chef. You know, the chef came home from the hospital, but he's going to have surgery tomorrow morning. So everybody in the streets, man, give a shout out to the chef, man. You know what I mean? Before we get started.
That's what's up. Yeah, everything's going to be cool. I pray straight from the streets to the chef. You know, the chef keep it hot. So we're going to definitely make sure we have a hot show just in case he's not able to tune in and get live with us this evening. But, you know, we'll hope for the best, and hopefully we can hear from that brother before he has surgery, L Boogie. You know what I mean? If it's still cold out there, L Boogie, talk to me.
Well, it's like Lil B, man. It's warming up. I must say that.
What's warming up?
It's warming up. Man, it hit 76 today, man. That's a good day for Cleveland, Ohio.
Ooh, look at that. That's that beautiful weather. I see Jody ain't out there. I saw Jody in Vegas over the weekend, L Boogie.
Oh, man. You already know. And let's just go there. Speaking of Vegas, let's talk about it. If the streets don't know, remember, we're also an entertainment show as well. So we in the streets on the sports and the entertainment. So let's hit entertainment first. And I want to ask the world, you know what I mean, as we go, Ro. It was a sort of kind of like a little fight between T.I. the Rapper and Floyd Money Mayweather in Vegas at a Fatburger. And I'm wondering, you know, there's been rumors that, you know, Money Mayweather was, just having a relationship with Tiny, T.I.'s wife, and T.I. got a little offended, and he went inside the spot, and I think, you know, from all the video, if you don't know, go to YouTube, you can check it out. T.I. didn't like that. So, Ro,
I love this world. I love technology.
I love the technology. It put us right there like we really in the streets. Now, let me ask you this, bro. Was T.I. wrong for running up on Floyd Money Mayweather?
Man, L Boogie, I'm going to say this, man. I'm going to say this because I know where you go. I'm going to say this. You know, being in the limelight sometimes, you can still be, you know, you can still get a little happy when you see a celebrity, even though you are a celebrity. Because not all celebrities know all celebrities. Now, it's just fortunate that Money Mayweather had known Tiny, you know, way before Tiny and T.I. got together. Because, you know, Money Mayweather had money back when he was 18, 19, right around when the group Escape, who Tiny was a part of when they were coming along. So, you know, they probably had a few run-ins back in the day. Nothing sexual, but just friendly, you know what I mean? And, you know, yes, I'm going to say T.I. was wrong for stepping up because, come on, T.I. Man, you ain't gotta be boisterous like that, homie. You know what I mean? You're in Vegas, you know what's going down. It's Floyd. Out of all people, Floyd. Come on, homie. You got to relax. But, you know, I'm gonna let all the air clear and let this story come out, El Boogie, because you know how we get. Sometimes we like to jump to a conclusion and just say what we want to say. And from what I saw on YouTube, it was a lot of scattering and a lot of pushing and yelling. And you know, I don't know, man. I just don't understand. If you go fight over Tiny, I mean, come on, man, fight up. Come on, man. Tiny, out of all people, man, Tiny cool.
Dang.
I like Tiny, but, you know, Tiny ain't that pretty. She cool, though. She got a lot of money. She got great attitude. You know what I'm saying? That make her pretty, but, nah. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, come on, man. Take a step back. You in Vegas, I'm pretty sure you could have signed about 5,500 autographs in that time she was getting a picture with Floyd. So, I don't know what happened. I really don't care. I'm just trying to figure out. What the hell is going on, T.I.? Come on, man. Don't go to jail in Vegas, too, now. Don't be stupid.
Well, this is where I'm going with it. And you know who's both? I'm going to tell you. Both men are at fault.
Both
you know
men?
Why I say, you know why I say Mayweather is at fault? Because it's like this. T.I., you know that's my girl, Money. So come holler at me and see if I'm done with her before you pick her up off the street. I'm not
Floyd out there trying to get revenge, trying to get back at one of them Atlanta cats for an Atlanta cat doing his girl like, oh, well, Nelly from St. Louis, so, oh, well.
Right. And see, my thing with T.I. is, you don't check the man. You check your girl. You don't go posting pictures on IG because you know where it's leading to. You know
right.
Where it's going. So we got to make sure that everything is together regardless if we ain't together. Example, Jay-Z and Beyonce. We got to make sure on the front line everything look cool. But you go and do this, and, you know, I don't know if you did it on purpose to see if T.I. really love you still. He really got to love you for real, in the first place. But let me ask you this, bro. Street question of the night. In the ring, in the back of an alley. I'm not going to say in the ring, but in the back of an alley. Who will win that fight, man, T.I. or Money?
Hey, you know what it is, man. I'm going to say this. T.I. got some scrap game. Don't get it twisted. T.I. know how to fight, but when it comes to that boxing, you know, Floyd will pick him out because you got to be a boxer. You can't be a brawler. Floyd know how to pick them brawlers out, and if you make one mistake with a boxer, it's going to be lights out. And without no gloves, yeah, I give it to Floyd. You know, Floyd, though, man, he been doing this. Come on, man, 46 and 0 player. He ain't going to lose one to the street. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, Floyd got enough bodyguards. Floyd got enough bodyguards to make it happen. You know what I mean? They ain't going to be a T.I. You know, I just don't understand how T.I. was able to get that close. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. But, now nah, I'd have gave that one to my man. Floyd, I would have gave that one to the money team, man. Floyd ain't going to let nobody do that. You know what I mean?
Well, I have to beg to differ. It's outside the ring. And when it's outside the ring, anything can happen. We can work, brother. Ain't no 10-count rule. Ain't no head button. You can hit him in the back of the head. You can kick him and hit him. It's like MMA in the streets. So I don't know if Money could withstood, you know, a street fight.
Man, he got bodyguards. Ain't nobody gonna be throwing nothing extra or none of that. Floyd, I mean, come on, man, think about it. I give it to T.I. He said T.I. ain't is a punk or nothing like that. I know T.I. he ain't gonna back down from nothing. You know what I'm saying? But Yeah, you're right. Anything can happen. But when you fighting somebody 46-0 with no gloves on, I'm just saying.
And you saw on the video, it didn't look like money was ready though. So
but he could get ready.
Yeah. For this one, we can't wait for it. We can't wait 6 months, Floyd. We gotta party that now, right now. We can't wait to September. We gotta get that off right now. So, but speaking of KO, I'm so happy that OKC did not get KO last night because we know in the NBA history, anybody that goes up 3-0, 100% of the time, they've won the series. Now, anytime a team is up 2-1, they win 81% of the series. So I'm asking you, and remember 2 years ago, OKC was on the 19% of that side because they were down 0-2-1 four straight against San Antonio. Do you think that OKC has found something with this new lineup? Do you think that they can win game four?
I'm going to answer part two of that question first, and then I'll go to part one. Part two, can they win this series? I don't think they can win this series, but they will definitely make it a challenging series. I like that percentage you gave. Team up 2-1, 81%. I'll take that 81% of winning the series. But going to part one, can they win with that lineup? L Boogie, I want to stand up and I want to salute and clap. I want to give it up to my dude, Coach Scotty Brooks, man. What a way to switch up the lineup. L Boogie, I'm going to tell you like this. I honestly believe that Oklahoma City was going to win game three even without Serge Ibaka by the way they switched up the lineup, having Reggie Jackson start at the point guard. But at the same time, man, Oklahoma City wasn't going to win that game without Serge Ibaka last night, L Boogie. Serge is the key to the series, man. Serge was on point last night, and I really understood what Oklahoma City needs on their team, on the court at all times, man. It's that guy number 9. He makes up for everything. Your boy Tony Parker was averaging 22 points in the first two games of the series and only had 9 last night. That's because of Serge. Serge wasn't having it last night. Serge was on point with it. And if you can have a guy like that to protect the rim, start out going, 5 for 5, man, come on, L Boogie. He was the key. But you and I both know this. Serge is going to – they got to protect Serge. Even though Scotty Brooks made the move of the series, he got to learn how to protect Serge because Serge is going to be using too much energy and too much of that jumping, which results in the calf muscle being used, to defend the paint. And that's, we saw him later in the third and fourth quarter where good thing Oklahoma City was winning because it was tightening up or it was going to that phase, So I'm just going to say this. Serge, they need him, but if they continue to switch the lineup like they have it with Reggie Jackson starting, I think they can at least make it competitive, dog. Make it good. At least a 5-6-game series. That's what I'm going to say. You think they got a shot to win it with the way the lineup is switched?
I've been waiting for Scott Brooks to do something to tickle my fancy. He's finally done something to make me say, wow, he's an NBA coach. He's been in this situation so many times, it's time for him to make moves. You got
right.
A team over there. You got a bench. He played Percy a little bit more, Jones, that is. He played Mr. Lamb a little bit more. You got to play these young guys, man.
Right.
Let Westbrook get a 5, a 6-minute blow per half. you have to let these guys get breaks because near the end of the game, they can't close out. It's been it's been crucial to let in this series. They keep it close at halftime. Then second half, the MBG, nothing but garbage. So I'm looking for, and I got OKC in this series. Serge is back, I'm happy for that. But he got to play some of these other guys. Did you see in the win? He had DMPs for Cephalosha and Nick Collison.
Hey, they ain't showed up yet, El Boogie. 0 points in the first three games. Come on, man. You gonna ride the pile on my team too? I'm not having it. Hello.
I agree.
I gotta have winners.
Just like Mike Singletary said when he was coaching those 49ers. He has to find a way to win. Now, guess what? Now Pop is going to make some adjustments. And this is the only thing that I have a thing with Mr. Scotty Brooks. His in-game adjustments aren't that great. That's where I'm, you know what I mean, coming to a standstill with Scotty. So during the game, to make adjustments, he hasn't done that well over the past 3 years. But I tell you what, I still got OKC winning the series. Nobody's done anything. Everybody's held serve. Only thing we have to worry about now is what happens tomorrow. And then the series starts. Who's going to win the next 2 out of 3? So, you know. Now, after we come back from commercial, we're going to holler about this Miami Heat and this Indiana Pacers series. And in the days in between games, what Lance Stevenson was talking about. And, you know, what's going to happen here on, you know what I mean?
Why did he open his mouth?
Oh, I don't know why he did that. Like in Deep Cover, when my man in Deep Cover told, you shouldn't have said that, David. It's the streets of talking, Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern time. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Hey, yo, man. Salute the OG, man, the scorekeeper, heaven on you, man, to his pops who served our country as well, man. Let's go. I got to act right if you niggas want to act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't my nigga. He tripping off a bitch, no, that ain't my nigga. Take a nigga case, yeah, that's my nigga. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's my nigga. Fuck my first bitch, pass, go to my nigga. Hit my first lick, pass, with my nigga. Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down for my niggas. I ride for my niggas. Fuck them other niggas, and I'ma ride for my motherfucking niggas. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas. And I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. Dope boys, my niggas. My nigga, my nigga. YG, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. Rich homie, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. It's the motherfucking world. My nigga front of me, he the reason I'm straight. My nigga got a house, my nigga got a lake. My nigga weak, and my nigga get a plate. Hey, I'm still here and listen, my nigga, my nigga. My knock nigga shit, my nigga, my nigga. I fuck a nigga bitch, my nigga, my nigga. If a nigga talk shit, then he ain't my nigga. My nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga,
be back in the asylum. And I'm broadcasting live, man, from the real big, big basement, man. I'm like Big Tigger, man, from your TV Bass back in the day, babe. Man, once again.
In the basement.
Oh, man, we in the basement, man. You know what I mean? AKA the dungeon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Once again, this Memorial Day edition, we're going to keep it high. We're going to keep it hot. You know what I mean? We just got through talking about, you know, T.I. and the Floyd Money Mayweather fiasco in Las Vegas. You know, the Spurs and OKC. OKC has fought their way back into the series. They play tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern time on TNT. Man, Serge Ibaka came out there like Willis Reed. Not only did he come out there like Willis Reed, but man had 5 blocks and had double-digit points, man.
Yeah.
He was born. So let's talk about to the east, my brother, to the east. Miami and the Pacers. Miami's up 2-1, and in between games, you know, and I got a new name for my man, Lance, to make him dance. Lance, make him dance. Lance hollering, man. Lance is really hollering, talking about LeBron James trash talking and showing a sign of weakness. I never heard that before in my life. I know you from New York City, kid. I know you from New York, kid. Yo, what the deal, kid? I know you from the city, Dunn. But listen here, though, Dunn. Listen here, Dunn. I ain't never heard that. I ain't never heard of that. What you need to be worried about is you on the treadmill trying to stay in shape to close out games because it looked like you was, you know what I mean? You was very, very tired. So I'm not really liking those comments, but what you think about those comments, bro?
I'm like you, L Boogie. Trash talk shows a sign of weakness. What? Wait a minute. Last time I trash talked, I could have sworn I shivered a dude out of his shoelaces, L Boogie. You know what I'm saying? By the time we got to 6 points, I looked down at the dude that had no more shoelaces in his shoes. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to figure out what was the last time showing the weakness was trash talk. I don't get that, L Boogie. When you're trash talking, you normally getting it in. You normally spanking that ass. You got something to talk about. You doing somebody dirty when you're talking trash. You know what I'm saying? So I don't understand. I mean, let me ask you this. LeBron averaged 25 points, 5 rebounds, and 7 assists right now in this Miami-Indiana series. Am I correct? If that's showing a sign of weakness, keep talking trash, because I hate to see you be silent. I hate what a silent assassin would do. That'd average it up to 40 or something. So you better hope he keep talking trash, Lance, because you all right, Lance, but you ain't doing nothing. You show up for 12 minutes, and that's about it. I don't see you for the rest of the game. Come on, Lance. Get it together, man. No more billboard material, homie.
You know, let's get off of Lance Stevenson because I'm not really – he's not a superstar or a potential to be. I want to talk about my man, Paul George, and I keep referring back to – he wears 24 for a reason. You're not playing like 24. Kobe Bryant. Listen to this. Yes, you had a couple. Just Chris Bosh getting your post.
Hold on. Say that again. You was breaking up. Paul George wore 24 because of what?
Because of the Black Mamba, Kobe Bryant. But I tell you what, he's not playing like it. He's too smooth. And I was talking to my youngest son, and he was talking about he can never be too smooth, Dad. You know, when you playing for the chips, I need to see you play a little bit more tougher than that. You only play when you want to, and that's what great ones don't do.
They play because they have to lead by example. And he's too inconsistent right now. And I keep trying to tell the world, you can't give Indiana Pacers any type of nod of winning a series because they don't have a point guard. Hey, bro, let me get on the treadmill for 2 weeks. I can play point guard for the Pacers, man.
Yeah, you could.
George, he, listen to this. George Hill is MBG. Nothing but garbage. And I want him to hear it. I want to see him in the street. Because, listen, I'm 6'2", 6'3". I'm just his size. And we could do it like T.I. Floyd. I ain't got no problem with that. Because, yeah, I'm hollering about you, George. You're just as dumb as George in the jungle, bleed. Can't get it done. That's going to be the death of them, bro. So they down 2-1, and I present this question to you. Do they have a chance?
Yeah, they got a chance, L Boogie, but I will say this about Indiana. Indiana has shown me that they really get hyped for Miami. Now, we can't necessarily call it, you know, Indiana is Miami's nemesis just yet, but they plan as if they want to be the team to knock them off the pedestal. And so I will give Indiana credit, and I will give them this. They will get up for Miami, and there's no telling what could happen if David West is able to punk out the rest of the Miami Heat. David West is the bully. If he can get in there inside somebody and get them in foul trouble or, you know, somehow start hitting and getting his little swag on, it could be a different story. Because, like you say, George Hill ain't going to show up for this series. Paul George, we still waiting to see if he going to be a superstar. Yeah, he worth 24, but he ain't no 24. He is blue and gold, not purple and gold. You know what I mean? But we just have to wait and see. Roy Hibbert has been scoring a whole lot of points in this here series against the big men of the Miami Heat. Now we all of a sudden see Chris Bosh beginning to hit his little points tonight, but he's been averaging 9 points in the first three games. So if Chris Bosh and the others don't step up like we saw our boy Jesus Shuttlesworth in the fourth quarter go 4-for-4 from the three-point line, Miami's going to lose. So anything could happen, but it ain't going to happen. They still young, man. They not ready for Miami just yet. One of the big three going to have to be out of Miami before Indiana take that next step. And that's just how I see it, man. You know, that was Mike. That was Elijah Warren. That was a lot of guys, you know, who won two. That, you know, there was some good teams that made it to the finals, but they just couldn't win it because there were some other great players right in front of them. So it happens. It's just unfortunate that it stayed tied during this era. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you this, bro. Are you tired of seeing Miami in the finals? This, if they go, hypothetically speaking, this would be their fourth finals appearance in a row.
Hell, Boogie, I'm not no hater like that, man. History is meant to be made. History is meant to be broken. And if these guys are able to do the three-peat, you know, that's the way it is, man. And when you have the best player in the world doing what he does, of course you're going to have those haters who are going to want to say, ah, nah, I don't want to see him win and this and that. But I have no problem with seeing the Miami Heat doing what they do, man. We had to watch Chicago. We had to watch, you know, Houston back in the day. We had to watch Detroit back in the day. So, I mean, we had to watch the Lakers. I mean, after a while, you begin to appreciate it. Well, not so much everybody, but if you, you know, really follow it, you might appreciate it more later than you do now. But for us, you know, following basketball like we follow it, we ain't going to hate on them. We, you know, it is what it is. You know, they practice like everybody else. It just so happens that they are the best in the world right now. So until somebody knocks him off, you just got to say, hey, do what you do, Miami. Don't be mad. Don't be no hater. Throw them, make it rain.
Hold on, Ro. Hold on. I got somebody who disagreed with you. I got the real Big Meeks right here.
Oh, but come on, you got the Big Meeks, Uh-oh.
This is the real Big Meeks. This is the way I feel. They're not no Chicago Bulls. They will never be a Chicago Bulls. They lames. They cry. You can't touch them. I ain't going to say nothing about LeBron. LeBron, the best it is. But the rest of that team is garbage. Now, I said that, and I do not like them. I'm going to tell you that and anybody else that like Miami. I don't like them. Now, I said that.
The real Big Meeks, man. Now you see where I get it from, bro.
Big Meeks, he don't like that.
You say the real Selma lame. I gotta use that one. I gotta steal that one from different pops. He said they lame. I call him MVP nothing but garbage. But he said they lame. Oh, the streets is talking. Did you just see that? LeBron James. My Pops just said, hey, he the best in the world. If you're watching the game, he'll let you know, man.
Hey, but you know what? I agree with Pops. Without the support, Miami can't win it. And, I mean, good thing that they have Ray Allen. And we going to hope that there's some other guys that going to step up. By the way, the Birdman ain't playing the game, folks. He been placed on the injury reserve for game four. We'll see if he can make game five. But, yeah, the Birdman ain't playing. So, there go some more points that ain't been scored. You know what I mean?
And the thing about it, Ro, you don't have the Birdman, but you have LeBron James. So you just slide him down, you know, to the fourth spot or make a change. But LeBron James is going to stay your X factor. You need more rebounds? You ask LeBron James. You need more assists?
Right.
LeBron James. You need more points? You go to LeBron James. Very unique and very unorthodox player. But when we come back from commercial, man, we're going to talk about old Ray Rice.
With hand in my knee.
Apologies. And my man, Donald Sterling. His wife says she need more money to divorce with. I know you smell the money. When we come back, we're going to holler about that, man. Then we're going to get into the side of QD back, man. We're going to dip on it, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Hey, this for you, Lance Stevenson. Be quiet and do this.
Bands will make her dance. All these sheets popping pussy. I'm just popping bands. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. These sheets clapping and they ain't using hands. Short hair like me alone. Loose one, she don't need alone. She start twerking when she hear a song. Strip up all her income. We get tripping and then some. So nasty when she rolling. She put that ass off in my hands. I remote control it. She give me down when the roof gone. At the KOD, she leave with me. She got friends, bring three. I got drugs, I got drink. Bend it over, Juicy J gon' poke it like wet paint. You say no to ratchet pussy, Juicy J can't. Racks everywhere, they showing racks, I'm throwing racks. In a VIP, rubber on, I'm stretching that. Rich niggas sipping, broke niggas looking. And it ain't a strip club if they ain't showing pussy. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. All these chicks popping pussy. I'm just popping bangs. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. These chicks clapping and they ain't using hands. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. All these chicks popping pussy. I'm just popping bangs. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. These chicks
that pussy for a real nigga. Pull out my black card, that's my little nigga. Make a movie with your bitch, Steven Spielberg, nigga. Smoking on Keisha, cold, give me chills, nigga. What's your real name? And not your stripper name. I make it rain on you, like a window pane. Bands and make her dance. Don't you make her come, hit it from the side like a motherfucking bass drum. Two hoes on one fucking pole, two hoes on my fucking pole. I don't tip, I pay bills. Bitches call me Buffalo, her stomach and her ass out. I'm flyer than the ones they pass out. If money grown trees, I branched out. I'm just waiting for my bitch to cash out.
Bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance. Holy she's popping pussy, I'm just popping bands. Bands will make her dance. Fans to make her dance. See she's clapping and names in hand. Fans to make her dance. Fans to make her dance. Only she's popping pussy. I'm just popping bang. Fans to make her dance. Fans to make her dance. See she's clapping and names in hand.
Two giant, four price prices. Let me see the ass clap. Standing out. Face, bro. If your girl don't swallow kids, man, that hoe face. Ooh. Got two bitches with me. Take a shot of one hoe. Using her friend for a chase.
Bands make a bust. Let me see you touch it.
Money talk. You ain't got no end or discussion.
Bands will make her do it.
Do it.
Pocket full of money.
Money. Young nigga getting head wider and just running. Let me see you wiggle. Do it for a real nigga. I be laughing to the bank. All you do is giggle. Ballin' in my coupe. Call it sports car. Drop the top and freaking treat the bitches like a porn star.
Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. Holy she's popping pussy. I'm just popping bang. Bands will make her dance.
That's for Tiger too, man. I need you to come back, man. It's the street. We're coming to you live, man, all the way from Cleveland, Ohio to Phoenix, Arizona. Want to give a big shout out to Global Network One, you know what I'm saying, .com. You know, they syndicated us down in, you know, Covington, Georgia, WERE, baby, 97.9. What the deal? We global, baby.
What's happening? AJ, what's the deal?
AJ, Fast Eddie, the sports officials, T-Nick, Nilly Neal, OG scorekeeper. Hey, OG, man, Pop said, what the deal, baby? You already know.
Yeah, I got something to ask you a little bit later on, L Boogie. I was checking out the sports officials yesterday. You know, big shout out to my big brothers over there. And, man, Mitch was on the line, and I can't wait to talk about what I heard him speak on. So, yeah, let's get to it, man. I got a question to ask you later on.
No doubt, no doubt. Man, big topic right now, L.A. Clippers, Donald Sterling. He's accepting his ban from NBA, and he's willing to sell the team. His wife.
What?
Who has, yeah, his wife who says that, you know, she's broke if she's divorced him. She won't be broke now because if they sell right now and she gets 50% of it, phew. I know you smell the money.
Oh, wow. They can buy two teams of what she about to get.
Man, she'll be all right then. She going to get her a little tender rounding.
She going to buy a football team is what she going to do.
You already know. She really going to be a cougar. She going to go get her one. She going to out to Donald. Donald, you went and got you a young girl. I'm going to give me a young guy.
Hey, L Boogie on the real, though. L Boogie on the real, though. One of my little snitches told me was that now that Shelly Sterling has got the okay to sell the team, that she done already got six hits. Like, they hitting her up, like, yo, hey, look, Shelly, hey, I'll buy her. I got that money. And one of the bidders, L Boogie, is the ex-Microsoft, you know, the big dog, the CEO for Microsoft. Man, this dude say, man, look, I'm ready to buy. His name is Steve Ballmer, right? Let me ask you this, L Boogie. Are they trying to sell the team as quick as they can so that they can sell it to who they want to sell it to? Or do you think, you know, they just trying to sell the team as quick as possible so that, you know, one of us, like the money team or Magic or Oprah, won't buy the team? What do you think about that, player?
That's a very interesting question. I think that they're trying to sell it to who they want to sell it to because they still want to have stakes in the organization. So when you say stakes, you're talking about stakeholders, that group of people. You know, so I'm looking at them to sell them to one of those guys, a Microsoft billionaire, you know, the guy who works with Bill Gates. But see, here we go again. Money selling the money, regardless of whoever gets it. They still don't like black people. Still ain't gonna want to hang around black people. This is what I want the streets to look at. Let's look at Bill Gates' staff. Is any of his hierarchy of staff black for Microsoft? Let's
probably
be honest.
Not.
Here we go again. And like like Big Brother Almighty said, here we go again. We got Donald's, we got another, you know, and I'm not, you know, we're not allowed to say that on the air, but we have somebody of another, you know, religion selling it to somebody in the same religion. They're keeping the money together. That's how they do it in the street. You know how they do it? And listen to this, bro. It's so much like the streets. Just imagine this, bro. I got me a bird. I got a bird. I got a dude who wanted to buy it, but I don't want to sell it to him. I'd rather sell it to my best friend, DB. That's my best friend. People don't even know that. But I'm going to sell it to him before I sell it to the other guy. That's how
right.
they do it. It's just like the streets.
Right.
Speaking of DB, man, I want to say big up to DB, man. He just got with us on the line, so we definitely got to get him in the asylum tonight. Oh, we got DB on the holiday. I see you, DB. He out there in Euclid, bro.
That's what's up. That's how we get down. You know what it is.
Now let me ask you this, bro. Now that she will be selling the team, do you think that a black owner is in place for that team? And then I want to ask you this question, too. Do you think in these sports, when they go to sell a team, should there be a Rooney Rule to interview somebody black to get majority ownership before they sell a team or purchase a team? I think we need to take it up to a little bit higher. Because if the streets don't know what the Rooney Rule is, the NFL, if they have a rule, you must interview at least one African-American for a head coaching job before you give it to anyone. Should they do that with ownership?
I'm going to say yes, L. Boogie. And the reason being is that we finally have black people that can actually afford a team without going broke. You know what I mean? Back in the day, 20 years ago, there wasn't too many African-American people who could really afford to buy, let's be realistic, they could buy any sports franchise. There were far and few between. But nowadays, I mean, you got not just sports figures, but you have entertainers. You got people in so many different fields, Hell Boogie, that are people of color that got bread. You know what I mean? When you look at the Forbes list nowadays, you see color on the Forbes list. It just ain't that top of the guy white guy anymore. You know, we're in some cup there with our people. You know what I mean? And we hanging tough. We trying to still create opportunities to where we can make even more money and compete with the guy who up at the top. You saw what Dr. Dre just did, $3.2 billion? Welcome to the club. You telling me that he can't afford to buy the Clippers? Man, please. So I'm just saying, L Boogie, it's about that time, but will we have that rule in place anytime soon? I doubt it. But we available now. We can actually buy a team. Does that mean we're going to have an opportunity to? No. But it, but we damn sure can do it now. You know what I mean?
I don't understand why guys like Shaq and Kevin Garnett and maybe once he retired, Kobe Bryant, why can't they, you know, buy the team? Kevin Garnett has had 3 $100 million contracts. You mean to tell me Kevin Garnett can't get you, can't be a one-third owner of any team? He could probably own the Milwaukee Brewers.
Street.
I don't understand it. One more last thing before we get into the asylum, bro. One more last thing. I got to give a big shout-out to the agent of Ray Rice. Man, he cold-blooded. He know what he's doing. He's from the streets. He out of that Ray. Hey, this is what you do. You marry the broad. You go to counseling classes. And we're going to put you together. You only might get suspended for a game or two. What do you think about Ray Rice's apology? Do you think it was sincere, or do you think it was a very good acting job and his agent coached him up?
Man, his wife almost blew it on national TV, L Boogie. Like you say, the agent is cold. He's straight from the street. He's straight from MLK, baby. I'm telling you. He, you know, he was raised in the hood by them street folk, man. Like you say, man, he told Ray Rice, man, look, we got to do this press conference, man. We'll have you and your gal up there. You and Mrs. Palmer can say what you want to say. Keep it short and sweet, and we'll be out of here in 5 minutes. Man, Mrs. Palmer, hey, you did good, baby girl, but y'all folks broke down and gave it all away. Yeah, it was a setup, L Boogie. You know, had to do it to show the people that you're not a bad guy. We all know, Ray Rice, that you're a good guy on and off the field. But you messed up. You let some film catch you in a wrong predicament, homeboy. You know what I mean? It wasn't the film that you watch on Mondays. It was the kind of film you didn't want to have TMZ to get their hands on. You know what I mean?
Jeez.
But L Boogie, it's over. It's going to be, you know, swept up under the rug, so to speak, because this is a guy that's not a troublemaker. You know, it just so happens to be he got caught on tape, you know, hands filthy, no gloves, you know what I mean? And, yeah, man, when you get caught, you got to pay the price. But luckily for him, it'll be swept under the rug and forgotten about more than people harping on it. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, I feel you, Ro. And I got to just say one more thing, man. This Johnny Money situation and this number one draft pick, it's a frenzy down here in Cleveland. They just keep hollering about that. And they cut me off the show. I got to blow my whistle on the sports officials. I'm going to tell OG and T-Nick and them, man, stop bringing me in with only 2 minutes to go, man. I need my 7 minutes just like, you know, the big intellect. You know what I mean? But I was flown, and see, this is why I don't choose Andrew Wiggins. I was flown the kite. You know how you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends? I was flown a kite from a young lady. She went to the University of Kansas. Now she's a school teacher down in Kansas. She took her son to see the Kansas. She's a Jayhawk, Rock Tall Jayhawk fan. And she saw him up close 3 times. And guess what she told me?
What she said?
She said, Andrew Wiggins don't have heart. And that ain't got nothing to do with potential or upside. You can have all that ability, but if you ain't got no heart, it ain't going to transcend to nothing. So to the people in Cleveland, Ohio, I beg you, I plead with you, please don't pick Andrew Wiggy Wiggy Wiggins. You gotta go with Mr. Parker, man. You got to. And he has upside too. I don't want to hear that potential. I've been waiting for it. He was supposed to be showing me potential college. I didn't see it in the All-American game. They said it would be showing up in college. Everybody show you spurts. If you're an NBA player, you get 30 minutes. You have a good one or two moves. I need consistency. I like the great Mike Singletary said on that podium when he was the coach from the San Francisco 49ers. I want winners. I just think he's going to be a superstar. He might be a star, but I don't think he's going to be an all-star and transcend it to a superstar. But that's how I feel about that, Ro. What we got going on, co-host? Who we got coming in first in the asylum?
Oh, man, you know how we get down there, Boogie. Let's go to your man, because I know your man been holding on for a minute. You say old DB is on the line, so let's take it out to DB, man. I know DB is out there in the land, and he probably got something to say about what's going on with Johnny Money and also with that number one pick that Cleveland got coming up on June 28th in that NBA draft. Yo, caller, welcome to the streets. What's your name and where you calling from?
DB in the building.
DB? What's the deal? You on live?
I'm in the asylum.
Cell you ain't in the asylum.
Cell block 9.
You know, it took me a minute to find you. You've been hiding back there in the dark. But, hey, since you've been brought to the light, let me ask you this, DB. The Cleveland Cavaliers have got lucky again 2 years in a row getting the number one pick for the NBA draft. What y'all gonna do with the number one pick? L Boogie say, please don't tell me you're getting Andrew Wiggins. I'm saying, please get Jabari Parker. Where you going? What you think gonna happen?
Well, whoever they get, I don't think there's gonna be enough shots. Deion, Tyree. I mean, you know. It's gonna be tough. Me personally, you know, of course, we want big man and this and that. You know, the draft. You know, it ain't that. It ain't like 84. You know what I'm saying? So if you want me to throw somebody out there, I probably throw out. You say Parker, dude say Wiggins. I say the one kid. Boy from Kansas was MB. What's his
Wiggins.
Name?
Joel Embiid, I kind of
lean towards him a little bit.
Only thing, DB, be a bag of balls. He already has a bad bag. Do you really want that in your organization?
Well, you know, if we can, you know how we do, man. It's a process. You know, able to the city McGee, you know, bring him on slow. You know, beef him up with this millionaire money. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's a long term deal. You know what I'm saying? Short term, long term. You know what I'm saying? So, pretty much. You know, it's a gamble with all them guys for real. You know, Wiggins. You know, I don't know, man. It ain't no shot for him, man. I think he's gonna come in trying to score. You know what I'm saying?
DB, I just don't want y'all to pick Andrew Wiggins because y'all already got enough Canadians on one team. You pick Andrew Wiggins, that'd be the third Canadian y'all got on y'all team. Y'all ain't no damn Canadian team. Y'all on the north side of the south side of the border. Y'all can't be having all these damn Canadians on the squad, man.
Point well taken. Let's cut Bennett and keep Tristan. We'll be fine.
Straight. No. Now, DB, let me ask you this. The playoffs, the NBA playoffs, give me your take on both series. What do you think so far?
Well, must game wins for both teams, you know, game four, you know. So far, you know, if I'm not mistaken, everybody has done their job so far. You know, everybody has won, you know, 2-2. Well, I take that back. Miami, take me to the real one. So they was able to get a win though on Indiana's court. So in any event though, you know, if both teams get tied up, you know, 2-2, you know, I think it's a dogfight, man, for real, Meeks, all the way out, man.
Who do you think got the better chance of winning game four, Indiana or OKC?
OKC. OKC, especially how they came out in three. It's tough to win a game against LeBron now. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be tough.
That's an easy one for me. Yeah, that's an easy one. I say OKC.
Let me ask you this, street question of the night. I know you've been in the streets. I know you've been listening. Everybody's been talking about it. T.I. and Money Mayweather. Street question of the night. In a back street alley, who wins that fight, T.I. or Floyd Mayweather?
Is he serious?
I'm dead serious.
Oh, my God. Does T.I. get to bring the bag of guns?
No. He can't bring the guns, Coach. His guns got to be his fist.
Man, come on, man. I refuse to answer that. Let's talk about Darwin Cook hanging on with them Browns.
Tell me about Darwin Cook, Cole.
Well, Darwin Cook is a product of Cleveland. He went to high school in East Cleveland, went to Shaw High. Well, any listeners don't know. He standout player in high school, wind up, you know, getting a 4-year ride to West Virginia. Did exceptionally well at West Virginia in my eyes. One of his accolades, he was able to run a 99-yard touchdown back in the Orange Bowl his junior year. He, in any event, he was a undrafted free agent with the Browns this year coming out of West Virginia. And he's holding on so far, you know what I'm saying? And I just wanted to give a shout out to that young man, for doing what a lot of us, you know, didn't have an opportunity, man. You know what I'm saying? And I wish him the best, man. That's from my heart.
Street, that's straight from the street too, DB. You know what it is.
Yes, sir.
Also, before we let you go, DB, can you tell us about the event that's going to happen? With your the skating event at Zilma George. Can you give us the time and the dates? And we already know who the sponsor is, which is the streets. Let me know what's going on.
Okay, we got the theme of this thing is all youth football, as far as Pop Warner, Muni, North Coast, YFL, you know, it's a lot of football organizations. So what we're trying to do at Zilma George, Saturday, June 14th, from 12 to 3, we offering our all-city youth football cheerleading season kickoff. We just, you know, we're trying to build character, you know. We want to get these kids meshing, man, networking, you know what I'm saying? Half the proceeds, you know what I'm saying, will be donated back to the organizations that goes back to the kids, of course, and, you know, Zilma George, they get their cut. So, you know, it's all in benefit of today's youth, man, and we can get some kids out there. We're offering $1 off if you wear your team memorabilia from your team, represent your Muni team, your Pop Warner team. This is the first year we looking to kick this thing off, and it's going to be an annual thing, you know, Lord willing.
Man, there you have it. And before I let you go, DB, the OG scorekeeper, Gomez, told me to tell you what to do, man. And also the real Big Meeks, he told me to tell you what's up, too.
Okay, I appreciate that. What's up to everybody? Have a no praise the Lord. The dope Miz ass. You know what I mean? He's a dedicated listener, man. Every time I come on, go Miz. That's what's up. You gotta love that and go.
No doubt. Let me ask you this. Before I let you off the line, the world knows that you're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
L Boogie, L Boogie, my bad, L Boogie. I didn't mean to cut you off. DB, you still on the line?
Okay, yeah, I'm here.
Oh man, I done brought OG in for you, man. You can holler at him and tell him what's out of yourself, man. Straight.
Heaven no praise the Lord, DB. Heaven no praise the Lord, baby. What's
Heaven
up?
No praise the Lord, go man. How did you get out the cell, man? What are we gonna? We can take over this baby, huh? It's one of them. It's Memorial Day.
I got the red suitcase,
baby. Street, we breaking the rules in this, baby. If this is the first time, I think the merge game on live, man. That's live, man. God bless y'all, man. I love having no praise the Lord. Go, man. That's cold. Y'all cold. Y'all done made my evening, man.
No doubt. That's our intentions, man, in the streets, man. We try to make everybody's evening when they leave the streets. We try to put a smile on their face, man. And yo, I want to give also Gomez and DB. You already know how the streets is. I know y'all probably heard, man. Let's give a shout out and some prayers to everybody over there off the score off 123rd, man. You know, it was a couple shot and one dead so far in the melee that happened yesterday at Block Party.
Damn.
Amen.
That's what it is. Well, DB, man, hopefully we'll hear from you on Friday, big brother. You know, you always welcome to call in. We'll definitely put you in every time. You know what I mean?
I'm definitely calling to you. Thanks, bro. Appreciate it. Lock me
you
back
know,
up,
no
man.
Doubt.
Lock me back no up, doubt. Man. I'm tired of being out here, man.
Straight. I'm coming to the backyard in about 30 minutes, DB. I'm coming. Have you posted, baby.
That's what's up, L Boogie. Yeah, man. You know what it is. I thought Ray Rice's wife was gonna mess it up, L Boogie. She almost broke down during a conversation, man. It had me a little bit worried. I was like, come on, girl, hold up. You gotta make
hold
it
your
good.
Water. You gotta hold your water. She must not be strong, man, because Ray just hit her and she fell out. And then she started crying. She must be a crybaby gangster. Man. When we come back to the streets, man, we're going to holler at our man D-Mac, man. OG, we're going to get you a little bit later in the show as well. And, man, ADB, don't be talking about T.I. like that, man. T.I. throw some hands too, man. He ain't got to bring the guns. And don't forget, tell a friend. To tell a friend, to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, blogtalkradio.com. The streets is talking. You already know. Let's go, Ro. They can't kill a vibe.
that killer vibe on this Monday evening. It's going great, man. The Big Meek, man. He's so upset at Lance Stevenson right now. He old school. Guess what he said? You hear me, LeBron? He said LeBron and them got Lance Stevenson so messed up in the head, it's unreal.
Yeah,
hey,
happens.
Guess what I said? He talking about who getting weak. Man, I have to say that the trash talk has took a little bit out of Lance Stevenson game the last two games. You can't listen to this. You cannot, I repeat, you cannot wake up a sleepy giant. You don't talk to guys like that, regardless if you doing great or not. You don't do that. You cannot wake up a sleeping giant. And then, like I said, I have to get with. I got to get with old Coach Buck, man. DB, he won't give T.I. a chance in the backyard fight with Floyd Mayweather. Come on,
man,
DB.
Man, the dude 46-0 for. He's 46-0 for a reason. He don't want. He backyard brawl. He probably 100-0. You know, Dad and them used to have boxing back in the day. He ain't losing no backyard brawl.
Yeah. Hey, my father, he's a gangster. And my father just said, it's different when you fighting in the street and when you fighting in the ring. He's done both. It's been successful at both.
Straight.
It's very successful. And before we continue, man, also I'm just giving shout outs. I saw my coaches the other day, man. You know, my best friend DB, you know, I saw Coach P, Coach Pettaway, man. I want to give a shout out to him and his program, you know, the Next Level Eagles. You know what I mean? Shout out to Coach P, man. He just called the line. So I want to give a shout out to him, man. And, you know, we just been hollering. Hey, yo, Ro, the streets is talking, man. Let me ask you. Give me some of that baseball news, man. We do it all. Can you give me a little baseball news before we continue? You know, you're the producer.
Yeah, you know what it is, man. Right now, man, there's been some things happening in this baseball environment that looks real good, but not for all teams. You know, the Arizona Diamondbacks are down there in the dumps, man. That's the team. Me and Junior went to the game. And, man, L Boogie, we got to sit anywhere we wanted to sit, man. I could have caught a ball from third baseline. We went out to center field. We were trying to catch balls everywhere, man. These dudes suck. All the problem is the opposite team, the only ones hitting it out the yard. You know what I mean? In other baseball news, your boy, Josh Beckett, played for the Dodgers right now, threw a no-hitter yesterday against the Phillies. Shut him out 6-0. You know, 6 strikeouts. Went hard, first one of his career, and your boys, the ones who won the championship last year, the Boston Red Sox. Yeah, they ain't too Boston strong right now. They on a 10-game losing streak. Got into a fight yesterday with the Miami Marlins because the dude stole third base. There wasn't nobody on third base, so he say, "Man, look, I'm gonna take the base." Well, Boston didn't like that. They got into a nice little brawl. Both bitches clear over some sucker stuff. You lose it. What does it matter? You're down 8-3. It didn't matter anyway. Game was over. Toronto leads the AL East 29-22 is their record. You know, Detroit leads the AL Central, even though they got smashed by the Rangers 2 out of 3 last week, 28-19. Oakland leading the AL West with 31-20. Matter of fact, they got the second best record in the league, you know. In the National League East, Atlanta's up 28-22. They got the first place over there. NL Central, Milwaukee. Look what the Brewers are doing. Milwaukee trying to hold out. And that boy Ryan Braun is having a nice little season. He's 30-20. They 30-22. And the good old San Francisco Giants racking up the NL East. That's where the Diamondbacks were. They suck, El Boogie. What's going on? San Fran got the Major League Baseball best record right now at 32-19. And, yeah, it ain't nothing different. It's always the St. Louis Cardinals or the San Francisco Giants making it to the, you know, Major League World Series. So we'll see what them boys can hold up. But, you know, that's all the baseball news for now. Congratulations, Josh Beckett. You the first one to throw a no-hitter this season. It's been a lot of pitches have been close, Hell Boogie. Went 7 innings, 8 innings, but they weren't able to complete it. And so, Josh Beckett, for your first one, what, you about 37 years old right now? Congratulations, big homie. You deserve it. That's that baseball.
He's close.
News,
he's 34 years old. Thank you for that Major League Baseball, that MLB news, bro. Really do appreciate that. Let me ask you this, man. We was talking the other day, and we was on the show. Tried to tell me, Nilly Neal and Mitch, they tried to tell me that Dwayne Wade is better than Clyde Drexler.
Hey, that was on the sports official, man. Boy, hey, L Boogie. I don't know about that one, man. Now, Nilly Neal, that's my dude, but he liked Dwayne Wade. And I'm going to have to go with T. Nick on this one, man. I don't know if T. Wade was. I mean, I give all the credentials to Dwayne Wade. It's a watered-down league, you know what I mean? But Clyde? The Five Slammer Jammer? I think Nilly Neal just called, too. I see a different number. Hey, but I'm just saying, Clyde was the biggest man.
Clyde just
asked that.
He could call the show today, bro.
I just think that Clyde played in a different area, a different era. And like they were mentioning yesterday, it was a heated discussion, L. Boogie. I thought they would go fly off the handle yesterday. But I just think that Clyde was a beast, man. He was a different two-guard. Yeah, Dwayne Wade got all the credentials, and he got more rings. I understand that. But, yeah, I don't think Dwayne could have played in the early 90s, man, with them boys like that, dog, in the late 80s, early 90s. Ooh, it was crucial, Boogie, you know what I mean? So, I like Dwayne Wade, but I think Clyde would have locked Dwayne Wade up, and it was more physical back when Clyde was playing. You had to be in that weight room, L. Boogie. You know what I mean? Clyde was flying over dude's head, dunking on the floor. I don't know. Come on, man. It was Mike in his way. The greatest.
Before we get back into the asylum with D-Mac, and I'm pretty sure we're gonna get to. Nilly Neal, I'm going to say this, too, about Clyde. No disrespect to Dwayne Wade. Clyde ain't hit the flow all them damn times like Dwayne Wade either. Clyde wasn't falling on the flow. And guess what? Clyde was a better dunker, too, than Dwayne Wade. He went to the hole a little bit stronger. You can say two different type of games, but who's better? Clyde Drexler is better than Dwayne Wade. I'm sorry. It might not look flashier, but he went to the hole stronger. It was a center era where if you went to the hole, you was going to get put on your back or get fouled. Right now they call them flagrant fouls. They look at every foul on the video. And I'm not taking anything away from Dwayne Wade, but Clyde Drexler was better than Dwayne Wade. I'm sorry. That's just my opinion in the streets. I don't want to see talk about rings, but Clyde is in the Hall of Fame, too. Let's not get it twisted. You want to talk about, well, Dwayne Wade will be in the Hall of Fame. So will Clyde Drexler. When Clyde Drexler got him a Hall of Fame center, what did he do? He won him a ring. So let's not go on rings. Yeah, let's not go on rings. Let's just go on who's better. And Clyde got to be better, man. Who would you rather have with 10 seconds to go going to that hole, man? Clyde Drexler. Got to go with the Clyde, man. Clyde the Clyde Drexler. Remember, Clyde
you know
used to be flying down and have his back feet, he have his feet, you know, bent back to his the back of his feet would be to his buttocks, man. And he'd be flying through the air with his right hand on the ball with his head down, man. Clyde Gordon, you kidding? He was playing football. Clyde was playing football.
Hey, I was just sent the kite by a big homie, by the big brother, big chef. Chef told me, hey, don't forget, Clyde had 100 blocks and 100 steals in a season. No, not in the season.
Man.
He probably did.
I'm not going to take anything away from Wade, because Wade blocked shots too. Not taking anything away from Wade either, but he wasn't Clyde, man. And I'm looking at him. He wasn't Clyde, man. And they can say what they want, but Clyde was next after Michael Jordan. He's the reason, Michael Jordan, the reason why Clyde don't have 9-time first-team All-NBA. Clyde probably got about 7 second-team All-NBAs because of Michael Jordan.
You right about that.
So, but yeah, what was the other point that we was going to talk about, Ro? I forgot what you said.
Hey, before I go any further, I made a mistake. That wasn't Clyde with 100 blocks and 100 steals. That was D-Wade with 100 blocks and 100 steals in the season. The chef tried to, you know, he keeping me on the kite, you know what I'm saying? Hey.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is. And them two, man, that's hard to debate, man, because Mike was, it was the only reason Clyde didn't get his, you know what I mean? But that's neither here nor there. Let's go to the silent real quick, L Boogie, because yeah, we gotta bring in, you know, one of our special guests, you know what I mean? And the special guest gonna let us know what he thinks, because I heard it yesterday, but I wasn't able to finish hearing what he had to say. So we got Nilly Hill Pops on the line, and you know what we call him. That's the big intellect. So the big intellect, you are with the streets. I know you got something to say about this topic right here. Can you let me know who you like between D-Wade and the Clyde Drexler from back in the day?
You guys know I'm all about old school, right? However, before I jump into this, if you're talking about two guards with rings, then the conversation ends with Sam Jones in Boston Celtics. He has 10 of them. So let's take the rings out of the picture.
Okay.
When you compare games, Dwayne Wade is a much better shooter than Clyde Drexler was. And I've been on the court with Clyde Drexler. He used to play in the summer league in Houston when we lived in Houston. So I've been on the court with Clyde Drexler. He's a good shooter. He wasn't a great shooter. Dwayne Wade's not a great shooter, but he's a better shooter than Clyde Drexler. Dwayne Wade's a much better defender. Clyde was an average ball handler. Dwayne Wade is a much better ball handler than Clyde Drexler. If you're going to compare game to game, skill for skill, Dwayne Wade's a better guard. And, you know, that's it. Dwayne Wade's a better defender, better ball handler, better passer. I mean, Clyde didn't like to pass the ball at all, quite frankly.
But we're talking about shooting guards and not paid to pass, big and black.
Well, you know, you should have to take the whole game into consideration. You have to take the whole game. If you're going to compare skills, Dwayne Wade was a much better passer and a much better defender. That's why I would take Dwayne Wade over Clyde Drexler.
Now let me ask you this, Big Intellect. I know Dwayne Wade won that NBA title, his first one by himself in 2006 against my team, the Dallas Mavericks. This is the question. Do you think Dwayne Wade could have done it by himself in the era that Clyde Drexler played in with, you know, winning the ring and doing it all by himself?
Well, you have to remember that Jordan didn't win one by himself. Jordan was in the league 7 years before he won a title and didn't get one until he got Scotty. So nobody wins it by themselves. I think it all depends. I mean, Dwayne Wade's skill set was much broader than Clyde Drexler's. And like I said, I'm an old school guy, but in this argument, I think that Dwayne Wade, like I said, his skill set is much better than Clyde's. I would go with Dwayne Wade any day.
Man. I like that, Big Intellect. I like that. Now, Big Intellect, let me ask you, because we haven't had you on the line. Now that we got the NBA draft lottery out the way, what should the Cleveland Cavaliers do with the number one pick this season?
You know, it's interesting because a lot of the stuff that I'm hearing is that Philadelphia is willing to offer 3 and 10 for number one. And if that's true, I'm all over that. I would take 3 and 10 for number one any day of the week. But if the Cavaliers are going to take a player, and when you look at the players that are available, and each and every one of them are 2 years away from being a solid NBA ball player, I would take Andrew Wiggins because 2 years from now, Andrew Wiggins is going to be an exceptional on an other level ball player. I think Jabari Parker is almost as good as he's going to be. Julius Randle, it's a lot easier to push around guys in the SEC than it is to push them around in the NBA. Joel Embiid, I would really, really reconsider taking a big man who has a history of stress fractures and a history of back problems. Because the last thing I want in my resume is another Greg Oden.
I feel you on that one.
Big Intellect, I must say this. You might have a point with the Dwayne Wade, you know, 100 blocks, 100 steals. He might be a little skill set. But let me say this. Upside has nothing to do with heart. The dude, Andrew Wiggins, doesn't have any heart. Tim Duncan, who has upside, but he doesn't, you know, he ain't barking, but he got a lot of bite. Wiggins, I don't see the upside, huh? I just don't see it. Where you see it at.
Well, you have to remember that Andrew Wiggins, one, is 18 years old, so he is not nearly the ball player he's going to be even next year, much less 2 years from now. Some players develop those things as they get put into the fire. Now, you know, he's playing at Kansas. You get put into the fire a little bit. Sometimes you react to it. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes it's a learned behavior because LeBron James wasn't really a clutch player until he had to feel the pressure. You know what I'm saying? There were times like when he first went to Miami, and even when he was playing with Cleveland, under pressure, LeBron James didn't really perform. And now he's one of the best pressure players in the game. So playing under pressure can be learned, but if you compare raw talent for raw talent, I think Andrew Wiggins 2 years from now is going to be a huge star.
This is what I say. We've been waiting on it. We knew LeBron James when he came into the league. He was still a talent. He was still a superstar. He just didn't get over the hump, and it's a lot of players like that. I just don't see it. See, this is what I'm saying. Due to Carmelo Anthony, if you that thing and we looking at projection, at least get us out the first two rounds of the NCAA playoffs. I mean, it was times out there that he looked at MBG, nothing but garbage. and you can't coach. And remember this, as Big Intellect, you know this. Hart has no potential on it. Either you got it or you don't.
Yeah, but you also it's also something that you grow into, especially when you have a talent as young as Andrew Wiggins. I think out of the top five players in this draft, Andrew Wiggins is the youngest. So it's something that can be grown into. But there is no denying the talent. If you ask me who the most talented basketball player in this draft is right now, it's easily Andrew Wiggins. He's going to need coaching. He's going to need mentoring wherever he goes, but I think that in the long run, he may end up being like Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis was the first player picked in the draft. Everybody talked about his skill set and everything like that. He wasn't a player until this year. The first 2 years in the league, he was a shadow. You never knew where he was. You looked for him in the box score. He showed up sometimes. Sometimes he didn't. It was only to his third year in the league that he became a star.
This is his second league, am I correct?
No, this is Anthony Davis's third year in the league.
Coming up, yeah, it will be. Yeah, coming up, it will be his third year.
This year that just passed was his second year. His first year, he was just off and on being hurt. This was his second year.
That was his second year last year.
The first year he spent a lot of the year hurt. He's still around the league a lot. He's around the players. He's around the system. So he's 3 years away from Kentucky. All I'm saying is that it takes time in the way that these players are being developed. It takes time for them to become stars. John Wall just now became a star. We all knew he had talent, but now he's a star. You see what I'm saying? So you got to go with the talent. You got to go with the talent, especially in the NBA now, because the players are coming out younger and younger, and they're not ready to play NBA ball. So you have to have the talent in order to be productive when the time is right. Now, take Nerlens Noel for instance. I have no idea why anybody would draft Nerlens Noel that high in the draft when he has a lot of raw physical ability. But one scout said that he couldn't score 20 points in the game if he was in the gym by himself. So he's going to have to learn how to play offense in the NBA. Same thing with Joel Embiid. He's going to have to learn how to play offense in the NBA. That's why I'm scared of, and I'm a center guy. I love centers, but there aren't any great ones anymore. None.
Right. It's a four-guard game now, Coach. It's a four-guard game now, Big Intellect. So you lucky if you get a big man, and really a big man is 250 pounds now, LeBron size. So you're right. It's no more big men down there with mobile feet. Even though I will say this about Joel Embiid. They saying that he's only been playing basketball for about 4 or 5 years. And the way he's looking, I mean, he just might be all right. He might have that Olajuwon effect. Good footwork, just needs to learn the NBA game. And if he's able to do that, he can turn into a Serge Ibaka, someone who can protect the rim. Because I like the way Serge is playing. It's just, I hope Joel has that in him.
Well, let me tell you a little secret about Hakeem Olajuwon. In the summer leagues at the Fondue Recreation Center in Houston, he spent most of the last two summers when he was at the University of Houston, in the summer he was about to be drafted, day after day, hour after hour, in the gym with Moses Malone. Moses Malone would work that kid to death, and he would develop his game being coached and tutored by Moses Malone. So, and Moses Malone was the type of a teacher who get you on the court, and he made him work for it, hour after hour. So if Joel Embiid can find somebody to teach him like that, more power to him. But
right,
stress fractures and back problems, I'm staying away from that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too.
Let me ask you this before we let you go, Big Intellect. Two questions. Number one, does OKC, they're back in the series, so to speak, do they have a chance? And number two, street question of the night, who will win the fight? A backyard beatdown between T.I. and Floyd Mayweather.
Does Casey have a chance? Yes. They do have a chance, a slight chance, but they do have a chance. I was really surprised that Serge Ibaka played as well as he did for as many minutes as he did. It was a big thing to me, so that tells me that he's prepared to play. Now, how many games are they going to be able to get out of him like that? Who knows? But it certainly gives them a better chance of beating San Antonio. I still think San Antonio's going to win the series, but it gives them a chance. With T.I., between T.I. and Floyd Mayweather, you know, those guys, if you make them go and throw hands with each other, Mayweather's going to win that fight. But you know how things are on the streets. It comes down to who has the bigger bodyguards. So I've seen T.I.'s bodyguards, and Floyd Mayweather got some pretty big old boys with him too. So don't know. It'll come down to the battle of the bodyguards more than it will be between the two players.
Right.
Man,
big intellect, man. We appreciate you chiming in with us on this Monday evening. Hopefully you can get with us on Friday. You know, we're going to be getting down to the nitty-gritty of this NBA playoff thing. So, you know,
absolutely.
Hopefully we'll be
I still think Miami wins in five.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be over. Indiana then got punked. Lance Stevenson, keep your mouth shut.
Absolutely.
All right, big intellect. Have a great evening.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
No doubt.
L Boogie, I told you, Floyd, boy, he hit that boy on his chin. But the bodyguards, they stopped the Aces of Spades by the fly.
Oh, man, you already know. Hey, man, when we come back from the asylum, we going to end it for one of our guys, man. You know what I mean? D-Mac, you know, a Marine. We going to end the show with a Marine, man. We going to salute the show. You know what I'm saying? So, man, the streets is talking, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern time. And don't forget it. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
I love it when you say that.
I look to my left, I look to my right. All I see is my blood, all I see is my life. If it go down tonight, my nigga, look out for mama. Been robbing my whole life, I gotta look out for karma. Selling them white squares, I swear I'm well prepared. 50 in my chopper, whoever could go to hell. Chopper still, he speaking. Block, he getting hotter when them niggas go to beefing. Sliding until we got him. I got him. If I die tonight, I pray I get buried in clean drawers. Line us all up, just bury me with my dogs. If I die tonight, I pray I get buried in clean drawers. Line us all up, just bury me with my dogs. Bury me with my dogs. Bury me with my dogs. Line us all up, bury me with my dogs. Bury me with my dogs. Bury me with my dogs. Line us all up, bury me with my dogs.
Hey. Machine gun man, seen them on the news. Every gun I had will run your home invader. Couldn't you let a nigga get me slipping? I refuse, not a chance. Listen, dude, tip can use any tune on the man. And don't think that I can't hit you yet, cause it ain't in my hand. Got a sniper, drop your ass where you stand. Understand? 50 cal with a scope and a chopper, boy, you got the plan away. Straight to the undertaker, no need for the chopper. Should I die? Lay me next to my daughter Leia and my partner. Break your ass off something proper with that block, block, block. This here what I gotta do, it's me or you. And boy, I'm staying. Know the ATF in this man. I just playing. Hey.
If I die tonight, I pray I get buried in clean drawers. Line us all up, just bury me with my dogs. If I die tonight, I pray I get buried in clean drawers. Line us all up, just bury me with my dogs. Bury me with my dogs. Bury me with my dogs. Line us all up, bury me with my dogs. Bury me with my dogs. Bury me with my dogs. Line us all up, bury me with my dogs.
Man, you back in the asylum with the streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. Man, entertainment and sports news at its finest. You got your boy, the Wholesale Boogie, man. I'm always accompanied by my co-host and the producer of the show, T-Row. You know what I mean? And my other co-host, Duels the G, who's out on the assignment. Man, we've been hollering about the Final Four Eastern and Western Conference Finals, talking about the big altercation between T.I. and Floyd Mayweather about old Tiny over there, baby.
Yeah.
We were hollering about, you know what I mean, your boy, Donald Sterling, he's ready to sell the team. Because I know you smell the money. We also was talking about who was the better guard. Clyde Drexler, Dwayne Wade. And then the big intellect gave us some intellect about who the Cavs should pick with the number one pick. He said Andrew Wiggins. He said in 2 years, he has upside. I need it now. I can't wait 2 years. That's the same thing. Am I going to wait 2 years for Anthony Bennett? Am I going to wait 2 years for Evan Turner? See, when you get these guys at 1, 2, and 3, they gotta be doing something off rip. So I can't believe. I don't believe in Andrew Wiggins. Sorry, Big Intellect. I can't believe in him. I can't put my money on him. And we've seen talent. And I saw it. When you say potential, you can ask the streets of Cleveland, Ohio. I coached against the kid for 3 years, a kid by the name of LeBron James. And I told my friends, I said, watch, that kid right there, he's going to be a superstar. I didn't say superstar. I said a super-duper star. And guess what my friends told me? Oh, yeah, for real? Don't believe you. You need more people. I said, I've been doing this for a while. I've been coaching. I might not be old as the Big Intellect, but I've been coaching for a long time. I've seen these guys. Andrew Wiggins. I don't care how much talent he has. If you don't have heart, it's not going to happen. Ask Ryan Leaf. Ask Greg Oden. Look at guys like Evan Turner. Are we going to wait on him to get better? He's sitting on the bench right now, and he was the number 3 overall pick when he came out. What are we going to do, wait for him? Yes, I give guys 3 years. I give them 3 years, but at the same time, as they're getting to that third year, I need to see some progression. I did not see the progression between high school and college. We'll see where it goes for pro. But, Ro, man, give me, man, do something to make me feel good, man. We got Heaven No Youth on the line, man.
Man, you already know what it is, man. From the Sports Official, you know, every Sunday, 12 noon to 2 p.m., man, you got to check these guys out. T. Nick, Nilly Neal, Mitch, boy, I'm telling you, Mitch almost lost it yesterday. And my dude, Heaven O, OG. Oh, OG, what's happening this evening? You all live with the streets. What's going on?
Oh, man. Heaven O, praise the Lord. What's going on, streets? Happy Memorial Day to everybody, to your pops. You know, happy Memorial Day. What's up, pops up there? I see you. You know, happy Memorial Day to all the vets and all the veterans and all those that are still serving. You know, happy Memorial Day. I salute to my pops, Charles Cleveland Givens, you know, U.S. Army. I salute Battalion 216.
That's what's up, OG, man. Happy holidays to you, man. I hope you and your fam barbecue and ate good, you know, sitting back enjoying some of that nice sunshine. You know what I mean? But let me ask you this, OG, because I know you be following the sports scene like me and L Boogie. I have a problem, OG. Now, I'm going to take you off the road because, yeah, you know where I'm coming from. Check this out. There are a lot of people that I've been watching this afternoon on this sports side of things, you know, and everybody has a problem with Johnny taking a picture with the Grump in Las Vegas, lot of honeys, lot of sunshine, Memorial Day weekend, no practices whatsoever. OG, can you tell me what the problem is with Johnny Money being in Vegas, please?
Man, there is no problem. How could there be a problem? This is his off day. He's off. You can do whatever you want to do on your off days. And besides that, they were taking pictures. These guys were hanging out and kicking it. It was in the daytime. It wasn't even nighttime or anything, man. He's enjoying himself. This guy is, what, 21, 22? He's a young guy, man. He's enjoying his day off. That's what you do on your day off. You enjoy your day off. Everybody that worked hard this week, they enjoyed them a nice Memorial weekend, whether they went out of town or stayed home or whatever they did. Everybody that works in these major corporations or whatever it may be, they took their time off of this weekend.
Yeah,
I
and I'm tripping because I'm seriously tripping because they like, nah, he's supposed to be an NFL. Man, the dude's 20 years old. I mean, he already did it with the Heisman Trophy. You tried to hold him back. Last time I checked, Johnny got more money than all of us without it. He ain't even signed an NFL contract, and he's kicking it in Vegas. Like, come on, man.
But all them, too. He drove his own plane to Vegas. Hey, one thing L. Boogie said, one thing you can't do, man, you can't stop greatness, man. It just is what it is. You cannot stop this guy's light from shining. It's going to shine regardless. It's going to shine regardless, man. He wear braces that say he can do all things through Christ, which is his strength. It's like his light is going to shine regardless, man, because he's been tremendously blessed. So all he has to do is stay humble. If we had an opportunity to go to Vegas on our day off, would you go to Vegas on your day off?
Especially for Memorial Day weekend, baby. Any holiday in Vegas is a great holiday.
Hey, and then everything that happened in Vegas, you go leave it in Vegas.
Because I know I done it 2 or 3 times.
You just got to leave the guy alone, man. He's only 20. You got to leave the guy alone. You got to put it in perspective of the media. That's what their job is. Their job is to promote negative. So this guy is only 20. When you really think about it, everybody just sit back for a minute and think about what they were doing at age 20. Then everything starts falling in perspective more. Or what you would have been doing at age 20 would an inheritance waiting for you of billions. You know, you a billionaire at 20. What would you be doing at 20? I mean,
right.
Come on, man.
Right. Right. Oklahoma City got a chance, OG?
Yeah, they got a chance. I'm with L. Boogie on this one. I think they're going to win this series. Just because how much pressure they're going to keep putting on San Antonio defense. And you still got to look at it. Them guys in San Antonio, besides them younger guys, the rest of it, they core cats, them guys are a little older, man. So, you know, I know they're in shape. I know they still balling and all that. But at the same time, you still going to need some new tires after a while. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like if they keep putting pressure on them guys like they putting pressure on them, because Westbrook and how he changed that lineup, how Brooks, you know, changed the lineup and just going with guys is just going to put pressure on the defense. Lamb came in and built his confidence up, and he's coming in and putting pressure on the defense. As long as you can do that, man, with San Antonio, I feel like OKC going to win this series. Because they didn't beat San Antonio, what, 12 out of the last 14? Seven times with Serge Ibaka, 10 times or something
right.
like that with Serge Ibaka straight, you know what I'm saying? So you really got to look at that. So I'm going to go with OKC on that one just to come back, and win that series.
They got to protect Serge. I like the way Serge came out yesterday and played, but, man, Scotty Brooks got to keep that. You know, what he tweaked, he got to make sure he protects the most important piece of the game, man, and that's Serge. Because you can't overplay him, you know, because he using that calf muscle a lot to get up there and defend that rim, you know?
And then, you know, Tony Parker, you know, he's not going to play like that. You know, he's coming back with a vengeance because, you know, he could be arguably the top point guard in the league. So he's coming back with a vengeance. So you got to look at that, too. So is he not going to play that way in the next game? So you got to put that and factor that in also.
One more question, OG, before we let you go. There are 50 U.S. senators on board that have signed this letter and sent it to Roger Goodell in regards to Donald Snyder, the owner of the Washington Redskins, trying to put pressure on Roger Goodell to change the name of the Washington Redskins, because, you know, there are a lot of people protesting the Redskins part of the name. What's your thoughts on that? Should they change the name or should they keep it the same?
Oh, man, that's kind of like once you open that door, you know you're going to have to change a lot of names. You know what I'm saying? If that's the case, like, it may be a trickle-down effect because it's a lot of names out here you know, that's offending certain races or whatever it may be. So you got to kind of be meticulous with that. And, you know, if you're going to let them do it, you're going to have to let everybody do it.
Right.
And I'm with DB on the number one pick. I think we should take the center from Kansas. I think Cleveland should go on and take that guy. You know, even though just – I know you feel like he's a bag of bones boogie. I know you say he's a bag of bones. But at the same time, like DB said, like we don't really need him to take no shots because, man, them pistols that Deion Waiters and Kyrie Irving be having, you know, they keep bullets in their pistols. So it's like we really don't need them to take no shots. We just need them for specific services, you know what I'm saying? We don't just specific services. That's what we need them for. So Kyrie and them, they can take all the shots. They'll take more shots if you want them to.
Hey, that's what, hey, big men are supposed to get their parts in the paint. So just get the rebound and put it back in.
Put it back in, man. Love y'all guys, man. Happy Memorial Day to everybody.
Hold on. Hold on, OG. Hold on. Let me ask you this. Street question of the night. T.I. versus Floyd Mayweather in the backyard.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't saying that was funny. Hey, man, that's like putting two cats in a cage, man. It's like, man, oh, you know, that's two cats in a cage, man. I know that would be one I would want to see. How about that? I would want to see it.
Yes.
Right, I would definitely want to see that one, man. That got to be a funny one, man, because it had to be funny just knowing that he took a swing at Floyd. Floyd had to be cracking up, man. That had to be some funny stuff, man. That had to be funny, man. You the heavyweight champion of the world, and somebody that took a swing. I mean, you the lightweight champion, whatever champion he is, somebody that took a swing at you. Oh, that's funny, man. That's funny.
Say he tried to take him out. No glove.
I would love to see it, man. That'd be like some cats in a cage, man. They'd be going there. For real.
That's what it is. Once again, that's OG. Man, OG, we appreciate you chiming in with us straight from the sports officials every Sunday, 12 noon to 2 p.m., man. Boy, yeah, I thought it was going to be a fight yesterday, OG. I didn't know what was going on the show.
Oh, yeah, they got heated about that. It almost got personal, but it wasn't personal. It was personal, but wasn't personal. It was unpersonal.
You know, yeah, studio. You know what I'm saying? We're right in the studio.
It was studio personal.
OG, y'all got to stop cutting me off, man. I'm going to blow my whistle on y'all, man.
Man, I'll be on the time, man. And, you know, we got to get on that time better. You're right about that. I've been saying that, you know what I'm saying? So we got to get on that time better where everybody can get their equal time and all that. So I got you on that.
That's the big OG always going for the win.
Cleveland, what's up? Chef, everybody. D-Mac, everybody, man. Love y'all. Thanks for talking. My family, love y'all, man. Be good. Heaven O, you, praise the Lord, sports officials. Streets is talking, man. Keep it moving productive.
Streets! We'll holler at you, player. Hey, boy, got any shout-outs before we get out this 3 minutes?
Man, first of all, I just want to give a shout-out to God, man, for letting us put this show on as usual every Monday and Friday, regardless wherever we at in the planet. Also, I want to give a shout-out to greatness because it's helping us get through. You know, people trying to put us down, but like I always say, man, they cannot stop greatness. You know, shout out, you know what I mean, the Dynasty, shout out to Zeke, Jamar, everybody down on 93rd and Huff, man. Shout out to Haynesbury, shout out to Huff Heights, man. They had a memorial for all the fallen greats, man. Shout out to Lil Miles, my little cousin. We did our 9th year anniversary of the balloon, right, our balloon toss to the skies for the 9 people who died in the house fire on May 21st, you know what I mean? So, 2005. So, yeah, just want to give a shout-out to everybody, man, who support the show. And shout-out to my super producer and cellmate, T-Row, Legacy, and all my kids, man. My kids, they kicked it with me today, man. Big Meeks, thanks for letting me have me down in the basement like Big Tigger.
That's what's up, man. Big shout out to everybody out there. Big Mix, I see you, baby. Come on the show. That's what I'm talking about, L Boogie. You know, to all the people that were in the asylum, man, stand up. We appreciate y'all checking us out with the streets. You know what I'm saying? Memorial Day special, man. To all the vets out there, we thank y'all. Straight from the bottom of our hearts, you know what I mean? Y'all make our world go round. L Boogie, keep safe out there. Jewel, I see you, baby. You know what I mean? Hey, to all my people that have been checking us out on the web, AJ, man, keep us rolling on that global network. You know what I'm saying? And then to studio guests, you know who it is. 6 Deuce
and
the rest
of the
fam, L Boogie.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Oh, you know how we get down. Everybody be safe, make your way home. If you're listening to us on the way to the crib after you having your celebration for the Memorial Day, Miami getting in that. Woo! Indiana, what you going to do now? It look ugly, L Boogie. It looking ugly.
Oh, man, what's my song, bro? It's over. Time to say goodbye. It's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's over with.
Hey, they trying to put that spike on them, brother. Yeah, buddy. You know what it is, there, buddy. Be careful out there. Yeah, nephews, I said, what's up, man? You know what it is.
Oh, man, they hear you in the street, man, and, as always, I'm going to picture you rolling, man. I'll see you in 4 days. Get back in your cell.
Oh. No, boy, Texas, stand up. L.A., Ohio, let's do it. When niggas shooting at your crib. Mama, I'm still stuck in the world of war zone. My homies are dead mates, and most of them dead grown. Full grown, following your man. So scheming on ways to put the greatest on the palms of my empty hand. Just picture me rolling. Crossing the beans on rent that isn't stolen. My dreams are tinted, my hopes are born. I'm like a bean if I leave on the dope is gone. My nerves are wrecked, heart beating in my hands are swollen. Thinking of the G's I'll be hosting. Picture me rolling.
Baby, now. Move to the side a little bit so you can get a clear picture. Can you see it?
Picture me rolling.
Yeah, nigga. Hey, but beef how my niggas like do it. Get some back.
I got keys coming from overseas. Cost a nigga 200 G's. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flaws cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate a steady swinging. Make me wanna start back banging. So I'm caught up in the game. Dress code change. Packing 40 glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sipping on Remand, running back lacks the Chevys on the roam. 96 big body sitting no chrome. As we head up out the zone, stone facing his own. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple B's in my pocket's bulging. It's hard to imagine, picture me rolling.
Fuck up in it, formulate a caper. Cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a back to see, so I need to hit a lick drastically. I see some bowling ass niggas and they slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the block, chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't teach you niggas creeping. It's how I do it every weekend, I dump the mat. Time to count the proper TKO, you got the wrong spot. Niggas talk cocky. I get the liquor, and you can get the female. It's crooked shit that we inflict and get the street sales.
Move smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied. Got the pockets on stolen, boss hog in this pocket. Nigga, picture us rolling.